Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show.
All right, folks, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. It's Kim Wade coming to you live from WYAB 1039 FM. Well, folks, it is Wednesday, as we're apt to do here at WYAB. Certainly on the Kim Wade Show, we want to remind you. We want to implore you. We want to exhort you. That is Back to Christ Wednesday. Now more than ever, folks, this is the day that we try to of midweek services in many cases, but it's also a day we want to remind you to reestablish that relationship with the Lord. And that's exactly what it is. It's a one-on-one relationship. So we ask that you go back to that place where you first believed, when you were on fire for the Lord and you were telling everyone about the transformation that accepting Christ had made in your life, and you know the successes that came subsequently to that, you kind of got a little lax, and now the sins of your life has piled up and you can't even look the Lord in the eye, figuratively, not literally, but you can't do it anymore. That's because sin is weighing you down, but he's there with open arms, as he was the very first time, to receive you. Would just bow your heart and say, Lord, have mercy on me. In the case of Kim Wade, the biggest fool in Jackson. I know I get it wrong more than I get it right, but his grace and mercy, it's available to me, it's available to you. So won't you come? Won't you come?
I feel that I'm so far from you, Lord. But still I
Lord,
then dry
my weeping
eyes.
Take me back.
Lord,
receive you, Lord. You know, I do want you to take the suggested advice that you do reestablish that relationship. It'll do everyone well, do me well, do you well, do the people who interact with us. You know, what does it mean being a Christian? That's the question that came up and was reinforced yesterday. I had an incident It became clear to me, used to be on the evangelism team, and we'd go to St. Dominic's, go to the hospitals and places like that. And yesterday I had a situation where someone asked to be led to Christ. wanted to know more about Christ. And I got to thinking, you know, we all like to say we're disciples and followers of Christ and we're Christians and yada. Are we really? Because it became clear, if you can't lead someone to Christ, are you really a Christian? I mean, when I say lead someone, know how to do it. Can you go over in Romans and pick out the scripture to do that? And I would say this to everybody who's listening, particularly to the shepherds out there, because your evangelism team is really an indication of the true size of your church. The people who come to Sunday school and midweek services are better indicating of the size of your actual church than anything else, not who's all on the roll books. So, but I would just remind all of us, and particularly to the shepherds out there, you might want to make that it's almost like a unofficial exit exam to become a member of the church, of your church, because it's critical to spreading the gospel. Many of us believe that spreading the gospel is just not smoking and drinking in front of people, not whoring out in front of people, or hiding our sins in front of people. And that's all, you know, walking the Christian walk is an important part of it. But can you tell and lead someone? And I'm saying this with all seriousness. My friend, the late Sterling Williams, he said, Kim, cite me the Ten Commandments. Now, when I'm breaking them, I know them all. But just the blur, how many people can do that? So I would suggest humbly so to everyone within the sound of my voice who claim to be disciples of Christ, followers of Christ, Christians, really have at the ready the ability to lead someone to Christ. And I'm saying this in all seriousness, laying all jokes aside, aside from all the other monologues and preambles that I give, I'm dead serious about that. Because that person was serious. So just keep it in mind, you know, no matter how many seats you got in your auditorium or how many of those seats are filled and how you feel at the end of your sermon, everybody tell you what a great pastor and great message you had, can you lead them to Christ? I remember sitting in one church and I noticed that it wasn't him, just him, but I noticed that one or two other occasions where the pastor didn't invite you to accept Jesus Christ, they asked you to join their church. And I'm saying, it's like, this is kind of like they're trying to do a little legal skirting around the word here. Well, Lord, I didn't, you know, I didn't mislead them. I just told them they were joining up with me. Follow me. So really though, laying all jokes aside, put that down as, you know, some people want to read the Bible, the entire Bible in a year's time and all that. Can you lead someone to Christ? And you can get people to want to know more about Christ by how you live, and God bless you. Be that those things be so. But read the book of Romans and make that a to-do. Just a suggestion. One of our listeners is Low Sick, one of our favorite listeners. And they haven't given me permission to call their name. And if they do, I will, because we all have need of prayer. I know the power of prayer and what it has done in my life, the prayers of others. Somebody prayed for me. So if they give me, you know, permission to say it, I will at that time. But as I said before, it's some serious jelly, folks. And this is one of the things that that has convinced me, among other things, but has convinced me that the God we serve is the God of the universe, the one who hung the sun, moon, and stars. And you know what? The devil tells me so. Because he fears the God that we serve. He doesn't fear any other gods of any other religion. He fears Jesus Christ. So, for what it's worth, if you would, just keep that in mind. But you have to be able to evangelize. You know, it's one of the things as a volunteer over at St. Dominic's, they have you watch some videos when you first become volunteers. And there's a video put out by the Cleveland Clinic. Real good video. I mean, it was just, it's about serving and volunteering. And they were so right in the video about when people come through that hospital door, you don't know what they're going through. I've seen in my time of volunteering over there, I seen people walk in who did not walk out, people who I knew. And you never know, on more than one occasion, you encounter someone who don't know how to pray. Never thought they would need to be praying for their mother, their loved one, or somebody like that. And then you got to stand in the gap with them and for them. Folks, I get it wrong more than I get it right. But I don't worry about what you think about me. I worry about my relationship with him. Because we as humans, man, we're highly critical, even of ourselves. But his mercy endureth forever. His grace is like that of my mom, dad, loved ones. Even though they may be disappointed in their child, they still love their child. And like in that Sam Cooke song, that's my child over there. That's my child. I don't care what he did, that's my child. But no, laying all jokes aside, though, please endeavor, if you would. And to the pastors out there, have a class where you just give them, if you don't do them, give them a handout with the scriptures on it on how to lead someone. At least they'll have it. A wallet-sized one. At least they'll have it. Because these are critical times we're living in. But anyway, I said all that to just, it was laid on my heart and it just, I said, well, definitely need to mention because over at a New Lake under Elder Brown, you know, the evangelism team over there, that was one of the things he was really, 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 really strong on, was that evangelism team. But anyway, over in Romans is where you find the secret sauce. Okay. All right. Our number here is 601. It's 879-0002. And that hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. Eddie Coleman and the crew over there stand at the ready to give you your first, second, or third estimate from any damage you may have experienced from the inclement weather we've been having here, winds and rain and, hail. So if you've had damage or if you don't know if it's been damaged or not, all you know is that you got dents in your car, hail was in your area, and you need to know the extent, if any, of any damage that may have been done. These are professionals. They've seen it. They've seen it all. So, again, over there, and our good friend Eddie, he's 20 years in the insurance industry. He's a roofer. He's with Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. So, again, the combination of those experience can hold you in good stead as you negotiate, if necessary, with your companies about getting services that you're paying for. So, again, their number over there is 326-2755. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back, and it is what? It is Wednesday, Back to Christ Wednesday. And we want to remind you, good friends over at Frederick Sales and Service, downtown Brandon, 1006 Old Highway 471. Three decades. They've been helping people maintain their lawns, helping lawn care professionals maintain their business, and you to maintain your garden. That's right, folks. Anything dealing with the doit, cutting it, moving it, tilling it, folks, they have the equipment to get it done. That's right. Frederick, salesandservice.com is where you can start there on the web and pick out the items that you need, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. The zero turns, folks, As you know, Exmark is one of the most reliable pieces of lawn equipment out there, preferred 2-to-1 by lawn care professionals. Well, Central Mississippi's largest Exmark dealer is Frederick Sales and Service. Financing is available. Great service on any equipment that takes that you might have that, again, moves the dirt, cuts the grass, or tills it. Whatever it does, they've got it there at Frederick Sales and Service, and they service it. So check out the service department over there for all your lawn care equipment repair needs. FrederickSalesAndService.com. All right, folks. We've got a clip here. This is Joy the Clown Reed, the DEI representative for MSNBC and Clown World, one of the ugliest women I've ever seen in my life. Maybe she's just not my flavor, okay? Because her husband likes her. God bless his soul, long-suffering though he may be. There's somebody for everybody. And I know Cheetah is ups. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the deal. Listen to this girl talk about our beloved president, Donald J. Trump. The greatest of all time, I might add. But this is black racism at its finest. She could be married to Thomas. You know, Thomas is a card-carrying racist himself. He calls me in the evening when I get off the air. I don't know why he won't call anymore while he's while I'm on the air. I think the guy might be locked up, but that's what I think. I could be wrong. But anyway, listen to Joyless Reed, what can I say? Just listen to this clown. Listen to it. She's talking about President Trump and his trial up there in New York and his legal woes.
In prison. But for me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. He's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home on today.
No, it's striking and a system that also is affording him.
See? This, first of all, Joy is not even from here. She's from Gambia. Her parents are from Gambia. Then her mom is from the Caribbean. She ain't even a real Negro. She came in here and took a job that belongs to an American black person. And she stole a white woman's wig in the meantime. What is up with the wig? If you're going to be all that black, baby, come on, let the naps roll. Take the wig off. Let's see what's up under that cap. Real talk. So she's rejoicing in President Trump's woes. First of all, brag was an affirmative action. I keep telling you folks, the man, the white man, starting in about 1990, they started sending blacks through these Ivy League schools in greater numbers with a heavy emphasis on black women. They raised these folks for such a time as this with what they're doing right now. Boy, you white folks, y'all should have picked your own damn cotton. I'm telling you. And as my friend Larry made a pretty astute observation. This is a white guy. He said, I don't know what white people were thinking. I don't know what my people were thinking. Why are you going to let these people go after you done been beating on them all these years? You know they're going to be mad. He's got a point. So now you got all this mayhem out here. And the thing about it, Donald Trump is the least of the racist whites out there amongst the whites who might be racist. He's the least of one. But blacks want him dead, and yet they voted for a Dixiecrat for president and proud of it. Joe Biden was a card-carrying Dixiecrat. Been in the Senate since, 19? Been in the Congress since 1972? Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. He got on a Dixie draws. But it don't make any difference because black folks, again, they're going to like whoever they're told to like and they're going to hate whoever they're told to hate. It don't make a difference if mama say don't do it, daddy say don't do it, pastor say don't do it, Jesus say don't do it. If the white Democrats say do it, man, Jesus ain't got no scrimp. Not there. This is why I keep telling y'all folks, do not hitch your fortunes or the future to anything you hear a black Democrat say they want. Don't do it. Because they're not speaking for themselves. Get mad at me all you want. But anyway, just an observation. Joy Reid represents a lot of thought out there. And she probably represents many of the jurors, if not all the jurors, who will be hearing the case there in Manhattan. But you know what? All it takes is one. And Donald Trump was charming the natives up there in New York, out amongst the people, swimming amongst the people in the love of Donald J. Trump by the residents of New York. So once again, now you also, as a side note, these charges brought against Donald Trump, do you realize the statute of limitation has run out on all these charges? Yeah. They had 3 years to bring the charges. Whether they want to charge it as misdemeanors or federal felonies or state felonies or whatever the case may be, they had 3 years to do it. They did all this legal maneuvering. And see, Attorney General Bragg still hasn't revealed his legal theory as to why these charges would still be relevant today despite the statute of limitation. They're picking a jury because they want to create the air that this man is guilty of. These people are just evil. And when I hear the Joy Reids of the world and I hear black folks, I'm just saying, Hoss, it didn't work for the white Democrats that was doing it to us. It didn't last forever. And you're less sophisticated than them devils who perpetrated this game originally. So I'm just sitting here patting my foot, waiting for the big kaboom when you screwed up totally. And you're standing there with your finger in your ear, and you'll be just like the Hamas folks over there in Gaza. Israel need to have mercy on us. They don't need to kill that many of us. Now, Hoss, when you kill one of us, one of me's, one of mine's, you don't get to measure how much pain I'm going to put on you. I will beat you until I need to get my rotator cup replaced. I will beat you that hard and that long. The whole notion of me being unfair is going to fall on deaf ears. I'm going to beat you until I get tired, until I can't throw another blow. And the reason for that, because you're obviously hard to learn. Now, Hamas is saying, okay, yeah, we killed a couple thousand Israelis when we invaded Israel and yada, yada, yada. But you don't need to be killing all of us. I don't know why not. They're innocent people. Okay. And? They bury innocent people. There's room in heaven and hell for innocent people. See, this is where we're at right now in our society. We got people who do wrong, throw the rock and hide their hand and then get mad when you realize and identify who did it and you put that pain on them. Then they want to tell you about how bad you are. Well, you know what? I can withstand your commentary. I really can. And this is what I'm urging people to do. You need to be more stout in defense of what you believe. You don't owe them crap, not squat, not one thin dime. And if you put enough pain on anybody, even Radio Strongman, I will cease and desist. And I believe that's the same thing with them. So I'm just telling you folks, gird your loins, get ready for the battle. Get ready for the battle. And that's what Donald Trump has shown them. Folks, if you don't back down, you can keep advancing. But if you get bogged down, and that's where many so-called Jeff Sessions Christians get caught up at. This is why we get the grimy Mikes and the milquetoast Greg Harper types. Because when you add a little bit of dollar bills in with, oh, why don't you be reasonable? Oh, they're more than willing to fold and abandon their principles. Well, everybody's not cut from that cloth. I say let's fight. I said, let's turn some caps around. Let's peel some caps back, dog. Make them curse our name. Our number, 601, it's 879-0002. Brought to you by CompleteExteriorsMS.com. Let's take a break. All right, folks, we're back. Hey. We got Mobile on the line, but up there in New York, not only did they embrace the golden hair one, Donald J. Trump, they also broke out singing God, what is it? God Bless America? The national anthem. Black people! I'm telling you, folks, look, our future is not with Joe Biden or the Democrat Party. That is a party of death and destruction. Under Joe Biden, you got to come up with an extra $1,200 a month just to pay for the things that you were paying for 3 years ago under Donald J. Trump. So if your income has not increased $1,200 a month, that means you're coming up short, dog. But hey, that's what I keep saying. These people will die for the Democrat Party. They're under demonic control. Their minds are gone. They're zombies. Let's go to Mobile Bob. Hey, man. Hey.
Hey, man.
What's up?
Yeah, I saw that racist, sexist dribble from Joyless Reed on other station, other stuff I watch on YouTube. I'm not sure who, either. Who's going to find least attractive, her, Whoopi Goldberg, or Joy Behar? Attractive woman.
I told you. The woman looked like birth control, man. Just makes you not want to have sex, kids. Kill yourself. Jesus.
20 years ago, nobody could have gotten away with this racist, sexist dribble that woman spewed out of her mouth the other day. Nobody. You know, that wasn't tolerated 20 years ago. Not even on MSNBC. Not even against Donald Trump. Although 20 years ago, everybody was fine with Donald Trump.
True.
When he had number one show on television.
That's
with
right.
The Apprentice. He was good then. Mm. Rap songs and all that. Just run for president. And don't be woke, and don't be a liberal nut job, and all of a sudden you're the second coming of Hitler. But this idea that black folk can just be, now in 2024, when we're supposed to be so oppressed, black folk can get away with now women in particular get away with the most racist, sexist thing against white people, mm-hmm. all they want to.
That's right.
And nothing said, no problem, that's good, but, you're good. White person can never, the double standard is just ginormous. It's ridiculous how this anti-white racism that's allowed in this country right now is and be spewed openly. There's your systemic racism, folks, when you can be open with it and the powers that be continue to support you. That was the thing. That's your systemic racism that black folks, which you said they were fighting against back in the 70s, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
That's right.
That's systemic racism.
That's right.
In the case of MSNBC, allowing blatant, open racist remarks to be spewed out of that woman's mouth. If a black woman brought him down, a black woman, okay, and if it was the other way around, Barack Obama and what's his face, grew some balls, and actually said the same thing about against Barack Obama, a white man brought him down, he wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds.
That's right. Well, and this is what I keep saying. At the end of the day, I'm not making it real complicated. We're just full of crap. We're not who we say we are. And then these are the same people who would accuse me and you of putting black people down, but they have no problem putting white people down because the government is sanctioning it because they have their own motives and ends to why they're allowing this to happen because, again, they're trying to ruin the middle class. They're trying to undercut America and make it weaker. The people like Joy Reid won't produce anything but methane out her mouth at the end of the day. The world could not miss her.
I once said on your show there is no systemic racism problem in America today. I'm wrong about that. I'm totally wrong. There is a systemic racism problem in America today, and it is a blatant racism against white people in general and white men in particular. We do have a systemic racism problem in this country. Right now, this country set up a system where white men, in particular, are being blatantly and openly discriminated against, and people are, and the people doing that are doing it with joy. So yeah, we do have a systemic racism problem in America today.
Yep. And again, being a black racist, you know, everybody's got a problem supposedly with white supremacy, but black supremacy, and it ain't even really black supremacy. It's just prejudices and racism, because if it was a supremacy, we would see some excellency coming from somewhere around there. Just a bunch of rhetoric.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. Yeah. We can say black pride all we want to, but you can't say white pride. Mm-hmm. We can say, in fact, at one point, they were trying to say, you couldn't say it was okay to be white. That was racist, supposedly racist.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, we do have a problem.
That's why I tell Caucasians who will listen, man, if you guys are still falling for this crap, where you getting browbeaten because somebody called you, just give them this up yours, buddy. Sue me. Get a lawyer. Because black folks are full of, this is not real. This is a control mechanism. And at the end of the day, if you just tell them so, live with it. Yeah, we kicked your butt 200 years ago. Yeah, that's right. I still got the drawers, fool. You want a piece of me? Quit being so weak.
Exactly.
You know? Oh.
And absolutely nothing that she said had anything to do with, what did Donald Trump do that make you so proud of these black women trying to bring him down?
Right.
What did he do? What? Where's the law in that? Where's the system of justice in that? She don't care about justice as long as she gets the white man.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Well, the thing is, we don't realize how lost we are and how what Joy says, and for those who embrace that, I mean, the plumb line, the depth of her depravity, the evilness of what she's saying, the foolishness of it. Man, we're supposed to be trying to build something for future generations, and this is what I talk about when I talk about us, this generation being so selfish. We're not making life better for our kids. We're just making ourselves happy because, again, this is the equivalent of using your child's Social Security number. You're eating up their future. You're not making life better. And this is why I keep saying this is so alien to what I grew up with and what I'm used to. So I'm not going to go along with it. This is just wrong. This is poor home training. This is evidence that her pastor's not on his job, or she's not listening to what the pastor is saying, or she's certainly not doing it. There's so many gaps here, bro.
We have taken so many steps backwards as a country on race when Barack Obama became the first black president.
Mm-hmm.
Before he became the first black president, we made tremendous strides towards race. Then, to my opinion, the country had done enough. And all of a sudden, now we've gone backwards decades, and backwards only towards one race.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted to swap racism against black for racism against white. That's all against white. That's all they've done. And I'm so sad. White folks, y'all got to stop being so stupid with this nonsense. The white guilt is the most destructive force I've ever seen. It's a blatantly destructive force. A guilty white person. You do stupid stuff.
You need a good counterbalance to this foolishness to stop it. Because as I said before, all these people escaping here into America, they're trying to escape systems that they don't want to live under, yet they come to a system and you got people over here trying to tell you that you're worse off because there's white people here. Hell, white people is the reason why the system is the way it is, and that's
exactly
why people are coming here. Look, give them their props, dude. If the stuff is working, you know what? One of the things I noticed, people don't have a problem wearing these diamonds from the diamond mines down there. Who was that? Rhodes and all those other. Those were the ultimate races, the Boers and the South Africans. But ain't nobody said, I ain't going to wear no diamond because, you know, people are just full of crap. That's what I'm saying. What I would like to do and what I try to promote, man, I'm going to work with those people going to work with me. I don't care what color you are. If you're an angry Negro and you don't, I don't care. You can say I'm putting you down all you want. I don't want to be around you. You are a time waster. You destroy everything that comes into your presence. I don't want you around. You just want to be around white folks. I want to be around people who share my values, fool. You don't share them.
Exactly. You know, I don't care what color you are. We share the same value. We're good.
We're good.
But that's how it is. All right, man.
All right. Appreciate you, Mobile. Yeah, Mobile spitting that truth. The truth of the matter is, black people full of crap. We're not going to make things better. In fact, tell me what thing have we made better in the last 40, 50 years? All we do is come up with better ways to complain about the same damn thing. That's what we call innovation. I was watching the news and the mayor of Canton up there crying about the number of murders and stuff taking place. Mayor, you're responsible for it. Because you're the ones who refuse to have alternative methods for kids to get a good education, whether it's charter schools or private schools or anything. You did it. And you did it because of your affiliation and obedience and to the NAACP and their anti-private school, anti-charter school. What I keep trying to explain, that we have to get the numbers down of the number of kids who are going off in left field, who are becoming juvenile delinquents, who are leaving the education arena, be it public or otherwise, unable to read, write, and do arithmetic. And you guys want to let me be clear. It is black people holding not only the black community down, but particularly the black community. They're holding this state back. The Robert Johnsons, the Derek Simmons, the Mayor Trulies, and all the rest of them, good people though they may be, their relationships, it's destroying the black community and it's holding the bulk of black people back because it's denying them opportunity at the expense of their relationship with the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the NAACP, Legal Defense. We don't owe them. What do we owe these people? What do we owe white Democrats? Damn, when is this? This is like sharecropping, man. Every year we coming up short, no matter what the harvest. And it's always our kids that are being sacrificed. And then you saying the murders got to stop. No, they ain't. These kids have not been educated. They have not been properly socialized. This is the older generation. This is my generation, Truly's generation, Derek Johnson's generation, Benny Thompson's generation. This is our fault. We have failed these kids. And we keep trying to blame it on white racism, systemic racism, when the truth of the matter is black folks screwing over black folks. Let's take a break. All right, folks, don't forget State Farm Agent Extraordinaire, John Dorsa. John Dorsa is located in Ridgeland, Mississippi on Highway 51 North, right next to the McDonald's and Vinyl Plus. You can get a quote on homeowners, renters, or auto insurance just by calling 601-790-2600, 601-790-2600. So again, call. By the time you go through the McDonald's drive-through line, they'll have that quote ready. The staff over there is cracked. In terms of what they do, they get the job done. So, again, when they call that number, things are going to happen for you. Get the information you need. You're thinking about purchasing that automobile. You want to know what the insurance is going to be? Call 601-790-2600. All right, folks, you just heard Mobile Bob. Folks, the bottom line is we could fix our society. We got to quit indulging these people. Many of these people have allegiances with entities that don't mean them any good, and you can't convince them otherwise. You got to cut bait. They're under demonic, folks, they're under a demonic stronghold. You can't say you believe in the scriptures and all that, and you see it happening right before your eyes. But it's because it's somebody that you like, you just can't accept it. But they are. They're under demonic possession. Say what you will, when Trump talks about making America great again, there was a time when we didn't have all this. Yeah, we had racism here, but it was from white Democrats, and it's the white Democrats that got the crap going on right now with the transgender stuff, all the other stuff that God says don't do. They're trying to elevate it, and this is when he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, when the government got in and said, we sanction this foolishness. And now they're doing the same thing, and you think you're going to be better off, Joy Reid. You think you're going to be better off, Roland Martin. Because now you're a friend of the very corrupt government that you want reparations from. You don't even make any sense. And this is why I keep saying, folks, what you're hearing is what you're hearing. What you're seeing is what you're seeing. These people really are nuts. Jesus Christ doesn't have the fidelity that these people show evil to those who say that they're Christians, who are walking with him. Because they will abandon. They did it when Dr. King spine was stiffened by the word, and he got out there and stood like Donald Trump is standing today against all that evil and paid with his life and ushered in a period of victory for us. And then what did we do as blacks? Went right back to those devils that caused the problems that sent the prayers up to be relieved from. What sense does that make? Let's take a break. Oh, all right, folks, we're back, and it is Wednesday, Back to Christ Wednesday. Couple things. Tomorrow we're going to be having Chris McDaniels call in the 5 o'clock hour. He'll be talking about Medicaid expansion. Also, we'll have Dr. Spann talking about she's got a pickleball tournament coming up. And we're going to be having Matt Friedman call in a couple, maybe next week, week after next, the 50th anniversary, I believe, of Wesley Biblical Center is upon us, and they'll be celebrating, and we're going to have a spokesperson from the pro-life banquet that'll be held coming up here in the next month or so, coming in and giving us a call in and telling us more about how you can get tickets and participate, who the speaker is going to be. So we'll be, again, bringing you some information that you can use. Regarding Medicaid expansion, they had a big rally down on the state capitol steps with many of the Working Together Mississippi, I think, is a group of religious leaders, and they were down there advocating for expansion of Medicaid. You know, there are pros and cons to doing that. It sounds good and yada, yada, yada. But one aspect of it that I don't think they're considering, see, once the federal government got involved, they came to Mississippi almost 40 years ago offering, we'll give you $3 for every dollar you're spending on indigent care, because, you know, they had the charity hospitals, and many people received medical care free from medical providers. Doctors were giving away their services. That's right. You know, they were getting paid with eggs and chickens and things like that. That was really what happened. That really happened back in the day. And the government came in with folks, they don't have any solutions. All their solutions is nothing more than snares. They're chains, they're leg irons, they're handcuffs. So if you go with the Medicaid expansion, this is what's going to happen. Let's say you're a town or a county with all you have is like a medical clinic. God bless you. You got the medical providers providing the best care they can, telling you, okay, you're going to need to go to a bigger facility, yada, yada, yada. And you know what? That's one of the drawbacks that you get from being. People like to say, man, I live in a rural area. I don't have to worry about this, that, and the other. And that's all that. Folks, there's trade-offs in life, man. So if you expand Medicaid the way these advocates were suggesting on yesterday, you know what you're going to get? All those places that take Medicaid as a form of payment, they're going to go under, because they're going to have more people seeking their services, and Medicaid doesn't reimburse at a rate that actually covers the cost of delivering the services. So if all you have is a clinic in your little town or county, it's going to crash and burn. Then you won't have any medical services. But see, you can't tell these people, because they're so high on their notion of virtue and compassion. You can show them on paper, hey, this is what's going to happen. I don't care. I want everybody to know how compassionate I am. Well, if you're compassionate, why won't you listen? But if you notice, that is one of the characteristics of dealing with the far left. These people are nuts. And see, people want me to have sweet lips and not say it like that. Well, how am I supposed to? You're destroying everything simply so you can say that I had my way. And we don't want anybody to go without care or whatever else. We're just saying that there is a method in which we can do this. You don't want to do it. You don't. It's like the person who want to break in line rather than wait their turn. Oh, I'm just too important to wait. You got to do it. No, we're not doing it. Folks, this is why I keep saying we have to be stout. These people are going to be all right. If they're not, so? In life, you don't get everything that you want. And you need to be thankful and prayerful that you don't get everything you deserve. So this whole Medicaid expansion is just, again, folks, I keep telling you, at the end of the day, from my observation, society is at war with the compassion industry. They are so enamored with their own sense of virtue and compassion, you can't reason with them. I would love to see all those ministers and men and women of the faith community who were down at the state capitol. I wish they had to put one. I wish they had to put their secretary up there and let them speak about what kind of medical health plan they're being provided. Everybody, room get quiet now. Pastor got medical, but he ain't got nobody else. That's when me and Charles Evans had that big fallout when Obamacare first came on the scene. I said, Charles, you don't provide it over here at the radio station. But everybody wants somebody else to pay. I'm telling you, don't pawn your crackhead off on me, and I won't pawn my crackhead off on you, okay? I'm talking about relatives or whoever. You know, some of this falls under life. And then if you sit back and listen to these people, God bless them for what they do. But it's always you and I, the hardworking taxpayer, that's the problem. Because we put one foot in front of the other and try to hold it down. And then we got to fight all these forces that are working day in and day out because they don't have real jobs. Trying to add rocks and boulders to the back of our wagon as we're trying to pull it up to the house. That's why I keep saying, folks, sometimes the answer is just no, hell no. We're not doing it that way. And then they'll use their friends in the media to talk about what bad people we are and how we're some kind of supremacist of some type or IST of some type, some kind of is. So? Screw you. I don't care. I tell you what you do. Fix the problem that you're complaining about. Do it on your own. It'll build self-esteem. Do it. But every time I turn around, I'm being told I got to help somebody with their health care. And then all I ask, hey, well, I tell you what. Why don't you just take care of your kids? Just like what I was saying about taking control of the classroom, the teacher having control. As trite as that may seem, people say, oh, that's just silly. Okay, but it works. Because once you let that child know at an early age, you can't act the fool. You can't cut a fool. And if the parent who's got to sit there in that classroom, and now the parent who's not working, who's sitting at home waiting for Jumping Jimmy to come over there and jump on top of her, she can't have that activity going on because she got to be at the school. She'll talk to that child. But they don't want the problem fixed. So they can go down to the state capitol and talk about how bad you and I are. And I'm saying, pound sand, homie. I owe you zip. And that way we're going to drag them back to the center of the table and then we can discuss. But I am of the mind and I'm going forward with this attitude. I'm not going to have people who are younger than me and the only thing wrong with them, they got a funky attitude. They don't want to apply themselves. They don't want to pay the price to have whatever it is they say they want. And then tell me what a bad guy I am. I can live with that. Can you live with not having whatever it is you say that you got to have to live? Because I'm convinced that at the end of the day, you know what you're going to do? You're going to go down the street just like them bums out there on the corner. You tell them no. When your car pull off, they waving at the next car. Some of the friendliest bums in the damn world. Man, why can't they work the dough down there at Harris somewhere if they got all this greeting capabilities? The truth of the matter is people want to do what they want. Well, then I want to do what I want, and I don't want to be bothered with you. I'm telling you, folks, the compassion industry is running things. And let me just say this about the compassion. There's nothing wrong with it. If the Lord lays on your heart to be this, you know, the stew pot guy or whatever, God bless you. But that doesn't create any responsibility on me. Okay? You got to live with that. That's one of the things that I learned from being here behind the microphone, that over the years, the projects that we've gotten involved with, there might be one project that somebody's really, really hot and heavy to support, and another one, nah, I ain't feeling that. Well, God bless you. Don't make you a bad person. That's not your ministry. But the compassion industry folks say everything that they want is everybody's ministry. Their job is to exhort you, but you know you can't get them to pick up. You can't get them to get the people that they're so concerned about to pick up behind themselves. Huh? Because society is geared and set up, and our government is geared and set up to only punish the productive and the people who do things right. The screwballs, oh, they get mulligans all day long. Not for me. I-O-U zip. And I'm not a hard dog to get along with, bruh. I'm an easy dog to hunt with, but I'm not buying your game. I'm not buying it. Because when you make the choice to drop out of society, do whatever it is you want to do, and then you want the same creature comforts that everybody else has, that ain't the way it works. Boy, life is like treading water. You got to keep moving, bro. You're going to drown. And my whole thing is, look, let them drown. They'll be in a better world when they leave here. We'll give them the plan of salvation and bye. I'm not hard to live with. I'm just tired of this crap. Now, there are some people out there who truly can't get their crap together. There really are. But it ain't that many. And what that simple proposal of controlling the classroom, because if you control that classroom, you're cutting back on the number of juvenile delinquents. You're increasing the number of people who can read and write and function in society. You're cutting back on the number of schools that are operating at, you know, there was some one school, where was the school at? I think it was in Detroit. There was 234 kids graduated. Only one was reading and performing at grade level. One. And the black members of our legislature here think that public education is the key. Bruh, if public education was doing it, ain't nobody got a problem with that. But you want to hold us in a system that doesn't work because of your relationship with these people. So where's the fairness in that? You talk about redlining, that's redlining right there. But see, these people hide under, oh, you putting black people down, so we ain't gonna listen to nothing you say. Well, I'm coming anyway. I don't care if I don't get no votes. You're gonna hear this message. And like I said, I'm calling you out by name. I was telling you about the politician who's taking this white guy around who's going to be running as an independent. He's hooking him up with all the preachers. And look, he can deliver the vote. They really can. That's how it's done. I understand that. But they ain't even interested in the solutions. The preacher, the politician, and the pimps are what's wrong with the black community. Those three are working together in a three-pronged approach to hold the black community back for their own personal aggrandizement. You doubt what I'm saying? Look around. Somebody got us here. That's why I say for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and for the next 12 months, this is what you're going to hear. Because nobody else will do it. Nobody else can do it like I'm doing it. I'm bringing the fight to you. You set aside Negroes. You think you can't stand me now? You're going to hate me in the next 12 months. And the question I ask to you, why are you so opposed to somebody else eating? What these pimps, politicians, and preachers are telling us, we don't intend to cut the pie any thinner. And that's all I'm saying. We can slice this pie a little thinner. More people can eat. And you telling me you don't want that. Okay, tell them that. Brother Crudup, Brother Young, Brother New Jerusalem guy, what all y'all, say it. Sock. All the rest of y'all, say it. Because this is my challenge to you. How come more people ain't eating under your rule? That's all I'm asking. Because you seem to be living in Fat City. Ain't no hunger coming near your door. You ain't complaining about water bills. You ain't complaining about potholes. You just got a Hummer. Y'all don't want to hear this conversation? Oh, so now I'm putting you down too, huh? Well, guess what? You're going to be put down. And look, I can take it. You can talk about me. Look, Benny Thompson's head of Homeland Security. He can get my report card going back to kindergarten. Y'all can get all that. Bring it on. Everything I done, put it out there. I don't care. Everything I did, I did. Everything I did, sometimes I did it more than once because it was fun. Sin feels good. You can bring everything out, sex, rock and roll, whatever. I don't care. Bring it on. Lawsuits, bring it on. Bankruptcy, bring it on. I don't care. I'm your worst nightmare because you're not going to continue this game. Take it back. You are going to continue the game. You're just going to be uncomfortable doing it. That's all. And for those who want better, I offer better. For those who don't, I ain't mad at you. You're a black Democrat. I understand. You're going down with the ship. You're going to burn in hell with the rest of them black Democrats or the rest of the Democrats. Well, I don't know if you're going to burn anymore. They, like I said, the gas done got shut off down there. Even the devil upset. Y'all done broke my plate down here. Dang. I told him. Lock the door. Here they come from Jackson. Let's take a quick break. All right, folks, we are back, and it is Wednesday, Back to Christ Wednesday. Want to remind you, folks, if you have problems with your allergies and runny nose and all that kind of stuff, and you can't figure out, wait a minute, now this stuff should be abated by now. Well, did you realize that your home collects over 40 pounds of dust each year? That's the average home, six-room house. So if you got a bigger house, more dust. Well, local business, Pure Air Consultants can solve the problem that you might be having with your ducts not being cleaned because there's dust and dirt in there and it's building up and it's turned into a mold, fungi, microbes. And that could be the source of your respiratory discomfort. They will come in and clean those ductworks and eliminate as a possibility why you're always having problems with your allergies, runny nose, and sneezing and all that. Additionally, the buildup in your clothes dryer, your home dryer vent, is also subject to the same bacterial growth. So check out MyPureAirConsultants.com or give them a call, 939-7420, area code 601. And you get $100 off if you mention you heard about it on WYAB. And folks, I do want to, again, encourage you to eliminate that possibility of your discomfort by calling MyPureAirConsultants at 939-7420 or online, MyPureAirConsultants.com. All right, folks. All right, so, you know, you heard a few things about, folks, we have no choice. We're losing the country. We're losing our quality of life. And then people say, well, MAGA, make America great. America was great, and it was clearly better than what we have right now. So we're not willing to continue this on simply because you're very passionate about what you believe. Well, we're passionate about our freedoms, our quality of life. So go ahead on and be upset. This is war. You brought the war. We've done everything we could to try to be reasonable. You don't want reasonable. You want your way, and you don't know what the hell you're doing. We can no longer indulge you. So take it personal. Take it with you, though. Our number is 601. It's 879-0002. John, what say ye? Yes, sir.
Mr. Wade, stop beating up the poor, Mr. Wade. Why do you want to beat up on the poor?
Beat them!
But you will give the top 1% who get all the tax breaks.
What's wrong with that?
Corporate welfare every day under the Trump tax cuts in 2017 and his Jobs Act. Now, here's the key. His tax cuts don't expire until 2025. So for your listeners who were confused about why they paid more under Biden, I hate to disappoint you, but the act does not expire. That tax cut and Jobs Act does not expire until 2025, depending on which party wins. The Republicans may try to hold the line for the corporate tax cuts, but some of the corporate tax cuts were permanent, sir. Now let me clarify.
The people's pain is real, okay? Why don't you take less as a government retiree in sacrifice to this goal that you want to fix this government financially? Why don't you take the sacrifice, sir?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, sir. Trump gave us a tax cut, but guess what?
Where's your gratitude, sir?
They expire in 2025. So for your listeners...
So why don't you vote for Donald Trump to help maintain them, sir?
No, let me clarify. Because your listeners were calling in talking about they lost the money under Joe Biden with their taxes, and the tax rate didn't change, sir. So either you made more money or you made less.
They're probably getting taxed in other areas, sir.
Sir,
Joe Biden has put a tax on everything. You know
no,
what?
Sir.
Listen,
no, sir.
If your estimate tax that you, in other words, if you made more money this year than you you got to pay a penalty for not anticipating having made more money. What kind of mess
Wade,
is that?
That is not true, Mr.
Sir, they
Wade,
charged me $11. $11 penalty because I didn't pay taxes on money that I didn't even know I was going to make.
Okay, but here's the thing, Mr. Wade. What I'm telling you is this.
And I still had to pay the tax.
The rate is still the same, Mr. Wade, until 2025.
Sir, but so they added a penalty, sir. That is a tax.
Mr. Wade, $11 is not going to break the bank.
That is not the point, sir.
Sir, that is a tax.
But you had
John,
listeners.
We have, hold up. We got Bobcat on the line, sir. Bow down.
John, now, you said that people were confused because the Trump tax cuts didn't expire until 2025. Did you not call in yesterday a second time and exactly say the opposite when you told Sylvia that she was
she made more money
in instead of getting a refund because the tax cuts expired? Did or did you not say that?
You know, I was mistaken that they hadn't expired. I thought they had expired, but they have another year. I'm sorry. They have another year. But what I'll tell you is this.
That's a common theme with your comments. You call in and you lie and lie and
you have the snowball syndrome, sir.
Biden doesn't need Ohio. But you were strutting like a peacock when they were talking about taking Colorado
from Trump.
Off the Colorado ballot. What?
Let me clarify something.
Bloviating about taking Trump off the ballot in Colorado.
But listen what you guys
understand. Are you simply misinformed habitually? Are you
everybody,
habitual compulsive liar?
Everybody knows that Trump wasn't going to be taken off the ballot. That's just called sticking my finger in you guys' eye because I know you guys are going to be up in arms if you really believe that they were going to take him off the ballot. Of course we knew Trump was going to be on the ballot.
I told you you were full of crap.
Yeah. Any good Democrat knows.
Why do you call into this program and lie and lie and lie?
Snowball syndrome.
Wait a minute. I'm just pulling a Donald Trump.
Talking about you. I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about
you. Donald Trump
is not calling his
No, people. Sir. No, sir.
Quit deflecting.
Donald Trump doesn't lie?
Sir, he does not lie, sir.
I did not say
he does not lie.
I'm saying
talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about you. Again.
Am I not allowed to embellish?
No, sir. Nothing but facts dealt with here, sir.
And you think it's the words of Jesus right off of his tongue. I mean,
So are we invoking the word of Jesus and you voted for Donald Trump? Seriously?
Voted for Joe Biden, who showers with his daughter, according to her diary.
Oh, my God.
So you're telling me that you're going to invoke
foul.
The name of Jesus in this conversation, and here's a man that cheats on his wife, sleeps with hookers, and you're telling me.
Have you not seen thousands of pictures of Joe Biden groping little girls?
No, you know what? I don't want to see that. And I don't want to see that either. And you know what the sad part about it is? This tells me just how low a Republican will go. A MAGA supporter will actually...
Producing the facts, the truth.
Okay. Yeah. This is how low you guys will go.
Let me ask you this here. John, real talk. Would you not agree that Joe Biden is, in fact, a much-hated Dixiecrat amongst you people?
Here's what I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden.
He's a Dixiecrat.
And I look at Joe Biden in this lens. We have all fallen short. We have all said things and made mistakes. And what Joe did...
Donald Trump has it.
No, listen to what I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden. Joe Biden realized the error of his way.
When?
I'm going to tell you when he realized it.
Okay.
When he became the running mate for Barack Obama.
Oh, that was one of the errors of his ways he needed to repent from.
You know what? That's when I knew.
That guy with creased pants and all that? You mean that Barack Obama?
You mean the guy that nursed this economy back to health?
No, that wasn't Barack Obama. That would
George
be Donald
Bush
J. Trump.
The Republicans destroyed the economy. Barack Obama inherited
the
worst
Democrat
economy since the Depression. And guess what he did? He nursed it back to health, and all you guys did was complain and talk about he wasn't born yet.
What about Jimmy Carter years?
You man, I love Jimmy Carter. Don't you? Hey,
I know you're younger than
I am.
You remember stagflation?
Hey, don't you ever talk about Jimmy. That's one of the greatest presidents. Jimmy Carter.
Pig all you want, but it's a lie.
It's a lie.
Do not
invoke the name of Jimmy Carter and say that he was a terrible president. Jimmy Carter was a great president. This is one of the most noble.
You are on a drug-induced high, sir.
No,
we must separate ourselves from you. We got to take a break.
Warning. Dear listening audience, you may want to tune out for just a couple minutes here because you may be dumber if you listen.
All right, folks, we're back in it. It's Wednesday. Hey, we remind you, this weekend at the Realtors Building there on Sunnybrook Road, right in back of Patty Peck, starting at 9 a.m., the Investors Group is going to meet. The one, Walter Walford, was in here the first of the month telling us more about it. You can go to PassiveCashflowInvestors.com and register there. The purpose of that is to let people know how many lunches they're going to need. $20 for the lunch, and you'll be able to listen to about 4 or 5 hours of investors giving you the inside scoop on how to get involved with residential real estate investments. Whether there are people out there who do commercial buildings, they do notes, they buy notes, they make notes, they make money available for you to make purchases. I would suggest those of you struggling with student loans, because that's one of the student loan issues, one of the things that I think can be addressed through the mayor's office with the properties that are being abandoned or being torn down, etc. Folks, all we're talking about here is asset management, moving things around where you, because look, I don't see, everything has a value to it. Well, I take it back. Some of these Democrats, totally worthless, snowball, you know the usual suspects. But real talk, though, if you're struggling under student loan debt, why don't you look at, okay, maybe we can take some of this investment ideas they're talking about here, and I can take that and use that to pay off my student loan and take the strain off my paycheck. See, the problem is people like John and others, they won't take in any new information. They think everything is racist. It ain't racism. You're just a serial thinker. You can only deal with what's in front of you. And what the Democrats do is keep things in front of their constituents that make them angry all the time, and they can't take advantage of the opportunities. This is why I keep telling folks, no, Donald Trump is not for everybody. Donald Trump is for those people who have good sense, who got a little get up and go about them, who can hustle and grind, who don't walk around with a chip on their shoulders, always angry at somebody else because of what they don't have. But if you're not that type of person, Donald Trump and Radio Strongman will be the type of politician you can get behind to get some things did. So my suggestion is abandon those losers. Their conversation, their outlook, their way of life is totally loser. Folks, I want to remind you, tonight, it's Wednesday night, it's spaghetti night at Railroad Pizza in downtown Flora, Mississippi. That's right, folks. As you know, they have an extensive menu. Fine sit-down dining experience right there at Railroad Pizza in downtown Flora. And pizza, obviously, is in the name, so it's on the menu, and it is the crowd favorite, particularly the kids. But they have other things. So if you got a large entourage, you're going out to eat, everybody's going to have something on that menu that they all enjoy. So check it out. Put it on your to-do list. Call ahead if you want to get your plate ready for, have it ready for you when you get there. 601-879-7700. 601-879-7700. Now, one of the things you can do is go to Facebook, and there you can see what the specials are for that day, okay? Today is spaghetti. Tomorrow is the chef special. And plus, they got color photos, and the food just looked delicious. Chef Meredith really knows what she's doing. So I encourage you to check out Railroad Pizza in downtown Flora. We got Sue? Jeff's not there? Okay. Sue! Hey, Sue! How you doing?
Listen. This John character needs to get his own program and quit ruining yours. I look forward to your program every day, and I'm just so exhausted with him. I mean, what does he call you for? Just a
John is John is a societal irritant. He is the hemorrhoid of talk radio. He gets
he's really just taking up way too much of our time.
Well, John, you hearing that?
I hope he hears it. He needs to get with the radio station and get his own program and have people call in and, you know, bitch and moan like he does that aren't Trump supporters because he's not going to change your mind. He's not going to change mine.
Right.
And he obviously does not have our same
worldview, yeah. You know, the thing about John gets his talking points and he has to call in. You know, the Democrats are paying people like John to go and make these calls and post on Facebook. He's just a local Roland Martin or one of the other left-wing loons out there that basically gets under your skin every time you hear their voice.
You have a lot more patience than I do, Ken Wade. And I thank you for taking my calls, sir.
All right. Thanks, Sue. Good to hear from you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We got Jeff back here. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing now, Mr. Wade?
Kim's doing fine. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, buddy. I just wanted to pass on some information to Mr. John there. Here's the thing, John.
Yeah.
If you didn't live during the Jimmy Carter years, you have no business talking about the Jimmy Carter years, because I'm telling you, you will be highly disappointed. He was a joke.
He was. He
got in there because the Republicans got caught with their fingers in a pie that they shouldn't have had their fingers in. So everybody put his little behind in there, and the peanut farmer did not know what he was doing. He should have never been in there. But that's all I really wanted to say. I mean, I can remember my dad struggling to buy groceries for my mom, me, my sister, and my little brother off $100 a week because that's what he made back then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terrible. It was terrible. It was terrible for everybody.
Well,
so,
John,
you haven't lived it. Don't preach on it.
Amen, brother. Thanks, Jeff. All right, John. And the truth of the matter is, Jimmy Carter, because of his harebrained ideas, left this country worse off. And this is what Donald Trump did, what same thing Reagan did. Just brought common sense. Just stop doing the stupid stuff, and things will take care of itself. The American people and the invisible hand of our economy will correct itself if the government and people who run the government will just keep their hands off of it, or as minimal as possible. Thank you so much. Our number six, Derek. Derek, hey, buddy, where you been, man? You all right?
Hey, buddy. I've been doing good. Hey, to John's point about President Trump being a cheater and all this type of stuff, if we're going to play that card, what about, I tell you what, if we're going to play that card, don't reference, don't let MLK flash him out, because he was a notorious womanizer. Right?
Well, that's what they say.
Well, that's why they won't release those tapes either, regardless of how the FBI got them. It is what it is, what has been leaked and known. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's that. Y'all never held Bill Clinton accountable for all his impropriety or the fact that he ain't acknowledged his outside child. He got that clearly looks like it.
Who was that?
Right?
King? Oh, Bill Clinton. Clinton. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'll go as far as this right here. If you feel that bad about acknowledging a womanizer, I tell you what, stop spending $100 bills because Ben Franklin was also a notorious womanizer.
Well, most men, given the chance, most men and most people are as loyal as their opportunities. You know, if there's no opportunities, then they're really loyal. Yeah, I've been with my wife 55 years. Okay, good, great, yeah.
Well, Kim,
but there are some men and women of integrity who do it because it's the right thing to do. Yeah.
Well, the late, great Kevin Samuels, may he rest in peace, said this, that men of power don't cheat, they exercise options.
Well, that's what Kevin.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. But we're going to sit here and call out this man's impropriety. Well, I tell you what, call out MLK's impropriety. Because you may not like how the FBI obtained that knowledge, but guess what? They did the same thing to him when that person was paid to be quiet.
Hmm. Well.
Hi, Stormy Daniels.
All right. Thanks, man. All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, brother. All right, let's go to Ginger. Hey, Miss Ginger.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Is this Mr. Wade?
This is Kim Wade. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. Mr. Wade's doing fine. Mr. Wade.
Huh?
Go ahead. I'll
just... Mr. Wade.
Go ahead.
John, the thing or whatever y'all call him.
Yeah.
He seems like a very smart man.
Yeah, he seems
that
way.
A highly educated man, you know, can navigate his way around. But the problem is, he's stupid. And you can't fix that. No matter how smart you are, you're still going to be stupid. In my opinion. So, it's a shame that he worries as much as he does about the Republicans and Donald Trump being his house. He's a Democrat. I don't know why he lets it bother him so bad. And not that I'm taking up for Democrats or Republicans. I don't like neither one of them. You know, most of them, the way they've been acting lately.
Right. Well, you know, John,
but he
says he's doing it out of love.
He get down into the, you know, who did what to who and for how long and all the morals and all that stuff. Joe Biden, a long time ago, when he first went into Congress, and this is horrible, but his wife and I think a child was killed in a car accident.
Right.
And that's horrible. I'm not making any kind of light out of that at all. That's horrible. But then he turns around and marries the babysitter. He's bathing with his daughter. And now he has a grandbaby that I think is about 5 or 6 years old that he just totally disowns. He don't have nothing to do with her at all. Now, what kind of morals is that for a big family man like John?
It raises some eyebrows and some questions among men.
It does. Oh, and now that, in my opinion, the best thing that that little girl can hope for is to keep the Bidens away from her. That would be the best option for her.
Yeah.
But... I mean, it's to the point where they won't put her stocking up at Christmas or anything.
Wow.
And I also wanted to ask you if you saw the Charlie Kirk show today.
I had not. I did not. I caught a portion of it.
If you can catch the second one, I don't do any technology at all. All I have is a flip phone. I don't fool with none of it. But it's a show on there about just what you talk about, how preachers...
Oh, yeah, I caught a portion of it.
Money
right.
To push different agendas.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Too many in the church have, look, they cashed in, and there's going to be a penalty to pay.
Like,
we're paying it now.
Like George Soros has been doing it.
Yeah, the lady wrote the book.
They named a whole bunch of different things on there, you know.
Right.
The lady that he was talking to had wrote a book.
We're out of time, baby. Ginger, we're up against the clock.
All right, you take care.
All right, baby. All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Final few minutes of the second hour of the Kim Wade Show. Yeah, folks, John has his own unique flavor. He's a societal irritant. I don't know if he really believes the crap that he espouses, but again, he's a Democrat. He's an opportunist. He's in it for the money, as we all are. Whatever we spend 8 hours a day doing, for the most part, we got to get paid for it. John is a stunt man for the stupidity that is the Democrat policies and playbook. And, of course, he has many of his associates out there. And, folks, they're going to go down with the ship. This is why I keep saying, listen, you're going to have to cut them loose. They really will. Wherever they congregate, wherever they tread, they're going to destroy whatever it is they're doing. They don't care. You try to reason with them with logic and facts, the truth, they're not interested in that. They want their way. You get the same thing out of the compassion industry. Well-meaning though they may be, you just cannot allow them to do what they want to do. Not all the time, not most of the time, maybe sometime. But at the end of the day, they will break and destroy everything they touch. You got to use wisdom. Just say no. Say no. Mr. Wade, we're out of here.